Welcome back to His Time. It is Monday, April 7th, and it is time to check in with Dr. Weiss from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Hey, good morning, Andy, to you and your listeners.
Well, thank you, thank you. How is your Monday going?
Well, it's early, and it's just, you know, it's okay. So far, so good. God is good. The rain is not here yet, so all things are good. I'll be able to take my Red Siberian Husky for a little walk, and then get back to grading some SMP papers, specific ministry pastor papers. So, you know, every day is good with God, and so he's always got for something to do, especially to witness, and that's what you're doing with the AM 850 KFUO, so in His Time. So it's all good.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. Well, what do you have for us this week? What's going on?
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about Hollywood and films in Christ. And the reason I'm doing this, I think you and your listeners know that I like to take what's going on in our gatekeepers of society, like Time Magazine, Newsweek, that's on the internet now, New York Times every Tuesday, they have their science section. The Wall Street Journal, we've talked about a couple articles out of them, and this goes, you know, science, and on and on it goes. And this one is entitled, and have a purpose behind this, Films Are His Flock, Jonathan Bach Explains Christians to Hollywood. Now, that's interesting. Now, what he does here, he's one of these fellas that takes these movies like Noah, which is out now, and there's a new one coming out in a few months called Exodus, which will be interesting. And he takes them and he sells them to the public. I mean, he's done The Last Temptation of Christ. He's done The Preacher's Daughter. He's done things like that. And what's interesting is he says this. This is kind of what he says. The box office responds to money. And then he goes on and he tells the national religious broadcasters, which say, well, the movie wasn't 100%. Now, of course, they believe in this movie, the national religious broadcasters. They have to remember this. And that's not part of AM 850 in terms of what they say. But they say, well, it's 100% biblically accurate, referring to Noah, but was true to the spirit of the scriptural story, an attempt to mollify those who had misconceptions about the tale, as well as people who believed in the version that strayed from the biblical text. And so he calls this a faith-based movie, and it's interesting. I'd just like to read one more thing about this, what he says, quote-unquote, this Bacchae. He says, while the artistic license has been taken, we believe that this film is true to the essence, values, and integrity of the story, referring to Noah. That is a cornerstone of faith for millions of people worldwide. The biblical story of Noah can be found in the book of Genesis. And of course, my point here is that this man doesn't really care much about what I guess people think. It's the money issue. You know, he was the guy that sold Blindside about the American family, the Rantaco Bell, and nurtured and cared for this African-American football player, of course, who turned pro. And so my point is that when people come out and say that Noah, when you take a look at Noah and the story here, and it's, you know, and it's covering, well, it starts in chapter 6, it goes to chapter 7, it goes to chapter 8, and then in parts of chapter 9, and then it goes to Noah and his descendants, it goes all the way to 10, and then you get into the city and Tower of Babel in chapter 11. So Noah covers several chapters, about 5 chapters or so, and this movie, as I've seen some, I haven't seen it, so I'm always careful about criticizing, but it's pretty obvious what I've seen in the trailers, that it doesn't fall into what he calls here a story of the cornerstone of faith for millions. So my point is that when you take a look at these movies, and we know, like, Noah's out. We've had movies like, you know, The Ten Commandments. This will be the no movie. Some of you remember that, Charlton Heston, mm-hmm. The Greatest Story Ever Told, The Passion of Christ. We've had now coming out recently The Son of God, which is just a conflation of the movie that came out last year called The Bible. Then we had this, I guess you could say, a mockery of Noah called Heaven Almighty, which is a funny movie, but not very true. And now we have Noah, and pretty soon in late this year, you'll have the movie Exodus. My point is people need to be sticking to the scriptures. If they're going to see these movies, I would recommend, you know, reading the story of Noah in its truth, as God has written through the prophet Moses here, and then discuss it in Bible classes and maybe over some coffee with the Bible open, so that young people and teenagers and other people who are seeing this that may be sitting on the edge and wondering, what is this Bible all about? And then they see Noah, and they see Noah at the end of the movie, and I don't mind saying this, getting ready to kill his grandchildren, and other things that are happening in the movie where they call the Nephilim rock people, not really sticking to the biblical text. And I realize there'll be a little bit of license, like there was in the movie The Bible. But in general, it is apparently, from people who have seen it, I've talked to several people, it really isn't true to the biblical text. So that drags me sort of here to the end before we can discuss this too. John 21, which is the purpose certainly of John's book, but it is the purpose of the scriptures. John 20 verse 30, here's what he says. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Now, what does this have to do with Noah? Well, John is very clear that he was in the world, creating the world before the world was, and he certainly was involved in the Trinity's decision in this flood issue and everything behind the cause of the flood, and then Noah on Mount Ararat, the rainbow, and then finally Noah was given the direction to eat meat. So all of this stuff needs to be done in a biblical sense, because the Lord in the scriptures is very clear, you don't add to and you don't take from. So that's kind of what I wanted to start off with, is that when people read this in the magazines, go back to the Bible, you know, go back to the basics. Because he says here, we forget the part where God was basically, quote-unquote, sorry he made his creation and found them wicked. And one would have to get into the whole, what does it mean that he was sorry? This, oh, gee, I never should have done it. You know, God is a just God. His judgment falls on the good and the bad, the just and the unjust. And there's punishment for sin. And so the laws are all kinds of wickedness of man that was great in the earth. And every intention of their thoughts, of their heart, was evil. So this was God's way of judgment. So I think that we have to be very careful and study the scriptures. And when these movies come out, I know a lot of Christians are going to see them, but open the Bible and get the true story.
I agree that we need to study the scriptures. The challenge is the culture that we live in today is not one that encourages us to read or do the studying. It's easier to sit down and watch a movie. And so we're more likely to sit down and watch a movie than we are to actually open the scriptures and study them. And where does that leave us?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you bring that up. Now, this is kind of how Bob Weiss approaches this. I do this in my teaching, and I just did this in Sunday worship service, where we saw this was a verbatim text of John and the raising of Lazarus. Instead of reading it, I showed this video, and it was read from the NIV as they acted out the whole story, which was true to fact. And, of course, we went on and had a sermon and so forth. But in the Bible class that we're doing at St. James Lutheran Church, where I'm doing some vacancy work, we're going through the movie. They wanted to say, well, could we see this, go through the movie Bible and study the scriptures as we see this movie Bible? And they're finding out that there's many, many freedom of license in the movie that they take in terms of what they want to do, even in this movie, The Bible, that was on last year. And so what I tell them to do is, when you see these movies, wait till it's been out for a while. I said, then let's talk about it. Bring your questions in that you have regarding the Bible, and let's open the Bible and see what it says. So I tell the guys at the seminary, when these opportunities arise and you're on vicar course, you need permission from the bishop you're working with, but certainly pastors, in my opinion, when these movies come out, they need to find some time down the road after, I think, 2 to 3, I'd say a couple of months, maybe 3 months, when it's been out and people have seen it, to say, hey, let's talk about this movie that's been out, and I believe pastors ought to see it. They ought to be up to date on what's going on with our culture, because young people have seen this, teenagers have seen this, well, across the book, you know, all people have seen it. And he needs to say, let's go back into the Bible and let's take a look at what God says about Noah, the flood, and the purpose behind it, and even the redemptive person purpose behind it, and what this has to say about baptism, because, and his descent into hell. Because in 1 Peter 3:18, it says, you know, this is where it talks about the baptism issue and his descent into hell to preach to those who had died, who were taken at the time of Noah. So the Old and New Testament connections are here with Noah. So this is what I believe pastors and Bible teachers, lay people who are doing this, need to talk about. And then that straightens out in the minds and the hearts of people, oh, I didn't see that in the movie. So that we have to be on our guard, because Satan is roaming about seeking whom he may devour. So we should not back away from talking about these movies from the foundation of the Scriptures.
I think, I don't know if you're aware of any films, any movies that even come close. I think there's only one movie that I've ever seen that I think intentionally tried to stick close to the Scriptures, and I believe that was the Gospel of John a few years ago. I can't remember how many years ago. Well, it was in the 2000s.
No, you're exactly right. That's the one I'm using in Bible class, because they actually read it, and then the actors are acting it out as mm-hmm. it's being read, and Jesus is speaking. Sometimes they say, you know, like when they hang the sign of the cross in three different languages, they say Hebrew instead of Aramaic. But is that minor? Well, it's really Aramaic, but be that as it may, they do stick to the text very, very close. They basically read it, and then when Jesus speaks, he speaks. When his disciples speak, they speak the words of the NIV from the Gospel of John. So that one, you're correct. That one is very, very good, and people need to know that. But what this points out, and I think, and I'm not sure how, what to say about this one, Andy, is that, you know, they say, well, but this gets people back into the Bible. Well, that's good if they go back into the Bible, if the pastors and the lay people who are doing Bible classes get them back into the Bible. Then it's all meet, right, and beneficial. But if we just kind of say, yeah, that's a terrible movie, I saw it, and it's got a lot of problems, but never talk about it from the biblical viewpoint, then I believe we're lax in our vocation of talking to God's people about what he has to say about this great event called Noah the Flood that covers almost 5 chapters here in the book of Genesis.
Well, certainly getting out the Scriptures and studying the Scriptures together is a good thing, especially when we have a pastor who can help us study the Scriptures. That's good. Even if it starts with a point of, as you said, a film that isn't accurate, at least it can get us talking about it and studying the Scriptures.
So. Yeah, exactly. We need to, you know, the old phrase, get back into the Bible. And when we have these people like Mr. Bach, Jonathan Bach, who's really, of course, it's money. And they're going to take the license they need to get this done. And so I'm thinking that just see the movies, and people are going to see them. Mm-hmm. But then get back into the Bible, talk about what God has to say, and make your connections between the Old and the New Testament, because this is all about Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, Dr. Weiss, always good to catch up with you. I want to say we also got an email from a listener, Camila in Brazil, says good morning to you.
So, well, good morning to her, too. God peace to all of you.
Thank you. Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll join together to study the Daily Lectionary. Stick around for more His Time.